Asian Wide Hits, this is the Jeanette and Jay John Show.
What?
You were so chill, you look like you're in a freezer. You're so laid back, like, you know, am I on? Do I need to talk into this microphone?
I unbuttoned my pants. It's uncomfortable to sit on it.
You're already wearing your pajamas and you're going to unbutton your pants.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Money.
Trev, hello, how are you?
I'm very good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, well, I want to get your opinion on something. Jeanette feels that she can come into the studio 2 days straight wearing her pajamas and a jacket. Do you think it's ever appropriate to wear pajamas out?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, wear pajamas in public.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Are you wearing your pajamas now?
Nah, because I sleep in my clothes.
Efficient. That's really efficient.
With the suitcase next to the bed in case I need to get up and be, like, on point.
Well, that's fair enough,
that's
right?
That's super efficient. It takes me 3 hours to get ready for work, not including shower time.
I miss your efficiency. Well, Travis, not including shower time.
Not including.
Travis is good at missing buses, so he needs to be ready to go just in case.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, the difference is I don't have eyebrows, so I have to spend a good maybe 30 minutes to an hour trying to put on eyebrows.
You don't have eyebrows?
Nah.
Can you wipe one off now so I can see?
No, I'm not. I have my dignity still.
Wow.
What are they drawn on?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
How do you not have eyebrows?
I just don't.
They look like eyebrows.
Yeah, because it's the same color as my eyebrows.
So you just make what you do have a bit darker?
No.
I'm really confused.
It's called the power of makeup.
Wow. What an age we live in, Trav.
It's just amazing. Don't have to do any plucking around.
No.
Shaping out the door.
Language warning, please. So, Trav, what's been happening on Asian Pop Radio in the way of new music?
New music? We've had a ton of new music the past week.
We've had,
I don't know, the old Dylan Tye song. We got to interview him.
We did interview Dylan, yeah, and that was great. He's obviously an indie sort of electro-pop artist from Sydney and doing some good things. And I think his music's getting better and better. What do you think, Trav?
Oh, well, I really like that song, 100K Fans. I think it's going to do really well in the top 10.
Excellent. I hope it does. I hope you all vote for it.
Yeah, they'd better.
Yeah. What else?
New Femme, New UKIS, BTOB, BAP, Monster X winner, Bumper Chicken, Coco Avenue, we interviewed them as well.
Coco Avenue, our girls.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your girls.
Did you both listen to my interview?
My girls, yeah, because I was there for the interview. I was definitely there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she wasn't.
I
was there in spirit.
We're ruining the illusion of commitment.
I'm
in the
fire in Jason's loins.
I just thought I'd lag her in.
Yeah, it's all right. She's getting done by everyone now.
That's it.
Yeah. That's right, boys. I am single.
That's not what I meant.
Free of charge if you want to go on a date.
So this week it sounds like that we've released a bit of K-pop, but last week we released we uploaded quite a bit of V-pop.
Yeah, it's every week something different. I don't know. I got sent the new BTOB, BAP, Monster X winner, and then it took me 5 seconds. I'm like, hang on, these are all K-pop bands. All right, let's just keep doing K-pop then while I'm here.
It's funny how it goes through in waves, because I think the few weeks leading up to that, all we were getting is like Malaysian tracks, and then a week before that, like, we were uploading lots of Singaporean artists because we'd been talking to a heap of them.
Yeah, and there was like 3 weeks where all we had was J-pop.
Yeah, so you know what we need to do? We need to tell the world to give us some consistency and make our life easier.
The continuity's out the window.
Yeah, that's right. Diversity's our thing. We'll go with it.
Yeah.
Anything that we can look forward to? Like, are there any artists that we're expecting in the J-pop world to release tracks or anything like that? Anyone graduating?
Well, I've spent most of my spare time organising my SSK votes for the AKB48 election.
How is that going?
Well, normally you have to buy the CDs and get them sent. So that's like, you know, $20 a CD, $5, $10 to send it. But
yeah.
I've discovered new ways to just get the bits of paper from the CD without actually buying the CD.
Oh, wow.
But they sell them for $10 each.
Oh, really? So people are buying the album, selling the card, and then...
Then they'll sell the CD else, but I don't know.
Wow.
Dude, so I mean, looking into Japanese that business, avenue. Kids.
Yeah, I'm getting into it.
You know what
Do
I
you
like?
Have a business card?
Hi, Trav.
Yeah, sorry.
Jeanette said, do you have a business card?
No, because Jace won't make me any.
Yeah, sorry.
Wet blanket number 2.
Jace has to do everything for everyone. I keep forgetting. Sorry, everyone.
Every
letting
time
the
we're
fam down.
Events, I just have to, like, go, Jace, give me some of your cards, quick. Like, are you Jace as well? Yeah.
Yeah, he's my twin brother. We just look so alike. So my mum called us Jason.
You should just do what I usually do and say, oh, look, I forgot to bring my business card, but here's my hanky with a name with a number on it.
Well, I can't give him my email, so I'm screwed.
Well, that's true.
No, because your email bring some lipstick.
Because your email is a filthy email, and I'm surprised Hotmail even allowed you to have it.
Is it Spanky Monkey?
No, it's I Put Out.
Oh, that's not that naughty. I put out all the time.
Yeah, but it's really weird when you're saying it to, like, female staffs and that. Like, oh, what's your email? Oh, I put out.
Do you really do that if you're in, like,
do you really put out? No.
In a government building or something, you literally tell them that your email's I put out it.
I try, since I met you, I've been trying to restrain from doing it and just giving them the APRA email.
Right. Well, you've got one
just
now, don't you?
Just spell it out.
Didn't I assign you an Asian Pop Radio email, an email?
I don't know. I'm too busy loading tracks into the music library and updating aesthetics and album covers.
I'm pretty sure it's Travis at AsianPopRadio.com.
I don't know. It should be Scuff.
Nah.
Yikes. Yikes.
Because that'll just confuse everyone.
I've got some more news. Like, I think I've told you guys. Yeah. We're in preparations to launch Super Idol Wars. I've been doing a bit of work on that.
Yeah? So what's
getting
your news? What's your scoop?
Just getting some skits together, getting some exclusive interviews.
Exclusive.
And any, by exclusive, that any, could mean...
Anyone you got lined up that you can talk about?
Yeah, a few. A prominent member of AKB48 comes to mind.
No, really?
Can't say anymore.
Wow. An actual thing or a dream sequence?
It could be on the side of satire.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I've been working on that, trying to get it off the floor, like, you know, getting Henry into the swing of it.
Yeah. That's good. So, yeah, it's going to be a good show. Good show, good podcast, and everyone's going to be able to hear it hopefully in the next month or so, right?
Yep, we should be up and running.
Excellent.
To take over the reign of your show being the king show, the what would they call it?
The queen show, Trav.
The flagship show.
I'm using that and going with it.
The J&J show will no longer be the flagship show because everybody will stay up till 1 a.m. to listen to
Jeanette.
Super Idol Wars.
Hamish and Andy started that late in the night.
Yeah, but I want to be on an Asian time.
You might be the next Asian pop radio. You might be the next Hamish and Andy.
Oh, I hope so.
But talented.
Megan Gale.
All right, guys. Thank you, Trav, for our news music update. And, thanks for everything you've been doing.
Thank you for the call, Jaejeon. And it's been lovely to find out that Jeanette is back at work and rocking up in pajamas. What'd you do, drag her out of bed?
So what happened was I got surgery on my lower intestine.
How did she get into the office?
A wheelchair.
No, she unwound the low intestines and she climbed up like a rope.
I'm here. I made it. Where is Isaac?
Thanks, Trav.
Thank you, guys.